Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
This is Tom Nichols with today's Dayton Dragons Spring Training Report. As moving trucks are being filled with equipment at the Cincinnati Reds Spring Training Complex in Sarasota on Tuesday, in anticipation of the move north for opening day, the Dayton Dragons continued working toward their Midwest League season opener next week. The Dragons have just three games remaining on their spring schedule after defeating Billings 5-4 on Tuesday. Like the Dragons, Billings is also a Reds affiliate, and their lineup on Tuesday included some players who could break camp with the Dragons on Saturday when rosters are set. The hitting star on Tuesday for the Dragons was catcher Anthony Esquer, who drilled a pair of run-scoring doubles. Esquer hit just .217 with the Dragons in 2007 after batting .331 at Billings in 2006 in his first professional season. He hopes to improve on his 2007 production. I asked Dragons hitting coach Darren Bragg how Esquer is a better player today than he was in 2007.
You know, the whole process of being a professional, I mean, every day you step to the field or step in that batting cage, you try to get better. So basically he's got another year under his belt where he's worked hard every day to get to this point where he's at now, which, like you said, is a lot better than where he was last year.
Earlier this week, Cincinnati Reds director of player development Terry Reynolds told us that most of the Dragons players in 2008 will be players that played for Billings in 2007. The top prospect on that team and the number one prospect in the entire Pioneer League is shortstop Todd Frazier, slated to be the Dragons shortstop in 2008. He got his feet wet in pro ball last year, playing in just six games with the Dragons after being moved up from Billings, and asked him how important those six games were.
It was huge. You know, we're trying to get things together. After I got drafted, unfortunately, I didn't get to play that much. I played maybe a month and a half, but it was a great experience. I got to see what the pro life is all about and the road trips, apparently, and now I think I'm ready to go.
Expectations are high for a former first-round draft pick like Frazier. How does he avoid putting extra pressure on himself?
You know, you just remember what you did back in the day. It's just starting from Little League through high school to college, and definitely work on the little things like always, and just enjoy yourself. I mean, definitely you're going to have your ups and downs, and you know, if you're not having any fun, then it's not going to be memorable, or you're not going to want to play. So, I mean, when you're having fun and you're doing your job, that's when the pressure's off.
How's the spring gone for you so far? Any particular elements of your game you've tried to work on improving?
You know, you just every year when you come out here, you want to improve on hitting a little bit. I mean, defensive-wise, definitely. I gave up a couple errors last year, and I worked my feet a little bit more, and think I'm ready to go.
For a shortstop, Frazier is a big guy, 6'3", 215 pounds, and some say that he might have to move to a new position, maybe a corner infield spot or even the outfield. If it were up to him, he makes no secret of the fact that he'd prefer to remain a shortstop.
Definitely. You know, that's where I've always wanted to be. That's where I've been playing all my life. And, hey, wherever the road may take me. So, I mean, if that's the case, I go to first or third or outfield, hey, that's fine. I'll be productive over there, too.
If you're a fan of the Little League World Series, you might actually remember the name Todd Frazier, because 10 years ago, he led his team from Toms River, New Jersey, to the Little League World Series world title. In fact, he hit a home run against Japan and went 4-for-4 in the championship game. How does he remember that experience?
Unbelievable. I mean, the final game we played, there was about 44,000 people there. So, I mean, the crowd's not going to bother me that much when we're playing in the games. You know, going to Dayton, there's 8,000 people screaming. And, you know, it was just an experience that I'll never forget for the rest of my life. And, you know, it helps you as a person and as an athlete, you know, being in situations like that. And, as you said, pressure. And, I mean, I don't put any pressure on myself, and I just do my job, and the rest will come with it.
Look for Frazier at shortstop this season in a Dragons uniform at Fifth Third Field. More reports throughout the week right here at DaytonDragons.com.